The Anchorage School Board formally considers its spring bond propositions over two December meetings spread 1 week apart. After last week's public hearing and discussion, School Superintendent Carol Como and her staff shaped a recommendation for the second meeting.
What we tried to reconcile was the strong interest on the part of the Capital Request Advisory Committee and many of the people at the school level in the needs for their school. And we're not in denial of that at all. We have over $800 million of unmet needs, of capital needs in our district. But at the same token, we tried to be very sensitive to what we believe would pass the voters' approval.
The superintendent recommended two bond propositions. The first was approximately $47 million for Service High School addition and renewal. The second was a little over $33 million in bonds for career and technical vocational education projects, design projects, and district-wide building life extension projects, namely major capital maintenance work. The administration removed from last week's list five turf field projects and additional design work for Turnagain, West Romig, and Whaley school renewals. That cut the total for the two bond packages by nearly $21 million. A recent Dittman Research and Communication survey found of all the proposed district projects, the greatest voter approval rate, well over 70%, was for CTE, or Career and Technical Vocational Education projects. Board member Pat Higgins successfully urged adding $600,000 for a CTE project at West High, thus increasing the total combined bond packages to just under $81 million. Board member Don Smith urged separating CTE into its own proposition, partially to determine voters' eagerness for vocational education. Member Crystal Kennedy agreed.
Separating this out into three bonds actually sends a message to the public that we trust them to make a good decision just like we have. If we actually believed that they were all as critical as one another, we would just have one bond.
A majority comprised of Smith, Kennedy, Higgins, and Jeff Friedman voted to separate vocational education projects. Jeannie Mackey, Catherine Plunkett, and Board President John Steiner voted against. However, the final approval of the three bond packages was unanimous. The district's propositions now go to the Anchorage Assembly for its approval. Smith noted the district's bond total was a little over twice that of the municipalities. He asked Como about the Assembly's power over the district's bond proposals.
If we brought them a package that totals, you know, 80-some million dollars, and they decided to carve on it, how do they do it?
The last time they did that, and it had a disastrous result, they went in to the bond proposal and added and deleted and changed the packaging, and it crashed and burned badly. But remember, they did have bonds last year, and we did not.
Last April, the municipality proposed a little over $40 million in capital bonds. Its spring 2011 request is about $36 million. Other district financial arguments for its bond packages? During the year-long bond holiday, the district retired some $150 million in bond indebtedness. $10 million of the $47 million Service High School proposition would be redirected funds from three other completed school projects. Finally, most of the projects should qualify for 60 or 70% state reimbursement. As the Dittman survey and some past school district bond proposition successes have shown, that reimbursement could play a critical role when Anchorage voters go to the polls on April 5th. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.